Die Mishnayis Mesechta Erchin. First Mishnah, Hakol Marichim Venerochim. Everybody, Kol Odom is Neparsha of Marichim. That means they can say, Erech Ploni Alai. Marich means you put the Chiyuv upon yourself to pay somebody else's Erchin. Erchim, you know, the Torah says how much you're worth according to how old you are. And the money you have to give to Hegdish. So Hakol, everybody's in the Parsha of Marichim to putting the Chiyuv upon himself. V'nerochim means everybody has an erech also, that if somebody else would say upon you they want to be mechayev themselves to pay your erech and how much you are worth, that could also be done. Now, noidrin v'nidorim, everybody the same thing. Noidrin means everybody can make a neder to say, d'nei plen yalai, I want to be mechayev myself to give the value, how much he's worth, not according to the value of erechin, what the Torah says. That's a parsha of Erchin, but the parsha of Noidra means a neder, how much the person is worth, how much he will be sold for an eved on the marketplace, that much money I want to be mechayev myself. So Noidra means everybody, Reuven can make a neder upon himself to give the value of anybody that he wants. Venidora means everybody's in this parsha also, Kol Odom has value to himself, that if somebody else would say, I want to pay your value, so he would have to pay your value. That's Nidorim, everybody has value. Now, Kahanim, Olevim, V'Yisraelim, Noshim, V'Yavodim. A Kohen is in this parsha, a Levi, a Yisrael, an Isha, and an Eved, even an Eved Kenani. Tumtum, V'Yadrugnis. Tumtum is somebody that's covered up by his Makam Erva. We're not sure whether he's a Zohar or a Keva. V'Yadrugnis is he has both Simonim. All these people are Noidrim, V'Nidorim, Umarichim. All these people can make a Neder. And they're in the parsha of Nidorim, they have value. Somebody else could put the chiv upon them, somebody else could take their chiv upon themselves. Or Marichim, any one of these people could put a chiv erchin upon themselves. They could take somebody else's erchin and put it upon themselves. But the chiddush is, avoloi nerochin. Not everybody mentioned has an erich, hatara, has value of what the Torah puts upon you. Why? Sheina nerech elezocha vada nekeva vadois. Only a Vadai Zohar for sure in a Keva. Meaning to say, not a Tumtum and a Drugnus. These two people have no Erechin HaTorah. Everything else they have, just not an Erechin. The other Mishnah says, Cheresh, that's deaf and dumb, a Shaita, fool, V'Kotin, on the Bar Mitzvah, Nidorim, V'Nerochim, they themselves have value to themselves. If somebody else puts the Chiv upon themselves, they have a value to them. That's called Nidorim. They could be taken for value. And v'nerochim, the Torah does give them a value if somebody else wants to put the chiv upon them. Avoloi noidrin, but they themselves, since they have no das, they cannot put the chiv neder upon themselves. And v'loi marichin, they cannot put the chiv erchin upon themselves. And the reason the Mishnah says is, mevnei shem v'hem das, they don't have their own das. Therefore, they cannot make any chiv upon themselves. Pochus mi ben chodesh, let's say a kid that's less than a month old, so neder. Somebody else could say he wants to be mechayev himself the value of that kid to Hegdish. Because as long as he's alive, he has some value to him. Avoloi nerech, but there's no parsha of erchin yet. The parsha of erchin only starts after the kid is a month old. From a month and a day old, then it starts the first erchin. And the pasuk says, mi ben chodesh v'mola. But less than a month and a day old, there's no parsha of erchin, he has no erchin. Mishnah Beis, Hanochri, what about a goy? Rabbi Meir says, Neroch avoloi marach. He has an erchin, according to how old he is, he also has the erchin HaTorah. Just avoloi marach, he himself cannot be mechayiv himself to pay the erchin. But Nochri says, Erech pleni alai, or else he says, Erech yalai, he's loyal maklum. But if somebody else, if a Jew would say, I want to be mechayiv myself to pay the erchin of a guy, according to his age, will have the same erchin like a Jew. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Marich, a goy, is in the parsha to put the chiv upon himself. He could put somebody else's erchin upon himself. Avoloi nerech, but he himself is not in the parsha of erchin. He himself has no erech. But Zev is the moedim. Both Rabbi Yehuda and both Rabbi Meir agree. She noidrim v'nidorim, that they are in the parsha of a neder. If a goy says the mei alai, he's mechayiv himself to give the shavis to Hegdish, or else he himself has a shavis also. And the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir about Erchin, the Gemara says, "Totally Hadashim Sukkim." When it says, "Darba v'nei Yisrael v'matleim ishis kiyaflin neder v'yakun afoshois," so Shal b'nei Yisrael for loy nochrim, that's why one darshan. The other one says no, the opposite. The rabbi says agoy. Mishnah Gimel. Hagoy says someone that's about to die, a Jew that's about to die, or else via yoytzel horig, someone that's the gemara din upon him that he should die, and Bezdin is taking him out now to kill him, is loy nidor v'loy nerach. He has no value to himself. If somebody else says, I want to pay his value to Hegdish, there's no value to him. A person that's about to die has no value. And v'loy nerach, that's a chiddush. He's not in the parasha of Erech and Olai. V'loy nerach. Now the Gemara has psukim for this about a gracious vidash. The Pesuk says, v'hemid, v'fnei ha-koyin, v'herach ha-yisei ha-koyin. So he has to be a person that could have a hemid, could stand up. A gracious can't stand up. And the yitzel orig also. The dasher from the pasuk called Cherim Asher Yichorim in Adam Lo Yipodeh. We need to say somebody that's Oymid Lichorim Haynu Lehoreg has no din pediya, has no din erchin. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be though? But Rabbi Chanina ben Akavi Yomer, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavi says Nerach. No, he does have erchin. Hayoytzalog, the person is going to be killed. He does have erach. He has erchin to him. Somebody else says he's mechayev to pay. He's erchin. He'll have to pay how much he's worth, how much, to how old, according to how old he is, what an erchin he has. Bivnei shadom of ketsumim. Because the Torah says clearly how much you have to pay. I mean, you won't have to value how much he's really worth right now. As long as he's alive, he has erchin. Aboleinu nidur. But he has no value if somebody's mechayev himself to pay his value to Hegdish. They're not chayev. Bivnei shadom of ketsumim. His money is not ketsumim. Torah doesn't give an exact amount. But rather he said how much he's worth by the marketplace. And nobody would buy this person since he's about to be killed. Rabbi Yossi says, Noider Umarech Umaktish. Yossi holds no that both the Geisers are Yotzel Horeg. Noider could make a neder to Mechayiv himself to pay money. Or else Umarech could put an erchin upon himself to Mechayiv himself. Umaktish, it could be Maktish something. And even though he dies later, it's Chal the Hegdish, and the Yorshim will have to pay the money of his nether or his erich. Fim Hezik, let's say this guy says the person is about to die, does damage, it's Chal b'tashlumim, it's Chal achiv to pay, and when he dies, his Yorshim will have to pay for him. And the Mora says his last Shalom about him Hezik, it's called the Milva Ksuva Batera, the Shalom Zak Ksuva Vishtar Domi, that you could collect from Yorshim, or do we say no, it remains like a Milva Balpeh, and you can't collect it from the Yorshim. Now Mishnah Dalit. Let's say a lady has a chiv misa, and Bezdin is about to take her out to be killed. So ain mamtinin lo achetelet. Even though she's pregnant, we do not wait with the psak din to kill her until she gives birth. That's called ino hadin. But rather we kill her right away. Yoshval hamishaba. Let's say she's sitting on the delivery table already. She's about to give birth. Then mamtinin lo achetelet. Then we wait until the kid comes out. But since the kid started to move, started to come out already, he's considered a person by himself, and therefore we only have a right to kill her, not the kid. Uisha shenergo, let's say an isha that killed somebody. If I care, when isha shenergo means she was killed. She was killed up, he bezdin killed her, she was chayiv misa. Now that she's mace, so Mishra says the chiddush, nenin besari, lara have anor from a hair. A hair is mutav anor. Behema shenegah, behema that was killed, it's dead. Asura bano. The behema means, of course, a shahar niskel. Shahar niskel is also bano. A regular behema that dies, you're allowed to have bano from its ear. But here we're talking about a shahar niskel, a shahar that killed a person, so it's also bano, therefore asura bano. And the Gemara Tzemach Leik is exactly why by an isha is a hair muta. One man the other says it doesn't really mean a hair, it just means the sheitel that she's wearing, and the chiddush is that's not bottled to a goof. Another man the other says, no, it means the hair itself. And the pshat is that a hair doesn't die. Hair, therefore there's no yisra no on the hair. Now, shaken by behemoth, the reason why the hair is also is not because it's dead, but even when it's alive, as soon as the gara didn't share on isko, there was a pshat that it's also bano. Therefore, even the hair is also bano. Perek Sheni. Mishnalev. Ein bi erchin pochus misela. You can never pay less than a sela for your erchin. Like we know there are different amounts how much you have to pay. Then the Mishnah says, below Yosser Achamishim Selah. The most you have to pay is 50. And if you're a man and you're 30 years old, so your Erechin is 50 Shkolim. That's the most you never have to pay more. That's the biggest amount of Erechin. But talking to Selah means, let's say a person's an Oni. And even though he's 30 years old and he said, Erechin Yolai, but he doesn't own 50 shkolim. So the question is, how much do we have to make him pay? Let's say he only owns a half of the seller. That's no good. He can't be yotzei neder yet. But he has to at least own a seller. When he has a seller, he can be yotzei neder as an oni by giving at least a seller. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Ein b'erchin pachus mitzeller. There's never a payment for erchin less than a seller. And the most you have to pay is chamishim seller. Ketzer has to come out. Let's say first, when you made your erchin, so really the erchin was 50 shkolim, but you couldn't afford it. You only own one seller. So you gave the seller to Hegdish. And then the hesher, then you became rich. Is ain't a nice and cool, you don't have to give anything anymore. Because you already yotzi your neder when the first time when you paid the seller. What's going to be pochus miseller? First you gave Hegdish less than a seller. That's all you had. And then the hesher, then you became rich. So nois and chamishim seller, you still have a chiv to pay, because you are not yotzi your chayiv with the first chatzi seller. And therefore now that you're an osher, when you come to pay, you'll have to pay the complete amount of 50 shkolim. Let's say, when you first mechayv yourself to pay the 50 shkolim, you were an oni, and you only own 5 shloim. So how much do you have, and you want to pay right now, how much do you have to pay? So Rabbi Meir Oimer, any nois nelachas. You only have to pay one seller. That's what Meishita, that in Biach and Pachos Misela means, by Esig Yad, you always have to pay one seller, that's all. The Pasuk says, V'chol erkecho yiyo b'shekel ha-kodesh, that we dash an erchin should also could be with a shekel. The Chomer and the Chomer say, no, noisin es kulam. True, hesig yad means you don't have to pay the complete amount, but as much as you could afford, you have to pay. So if you could afford 5, you have to pay the 5 sloyim. Noisin es kulam. Now, ain b'erchin parkas miselab l'yosra chemishim selah. Now, you don't have less than a seller. We just explained, you don't have more than 50. Ain pesach batoya. So in the end of the last halacha was again the chazad over again said ain b'erchin parkas miselab l'yosra chemishim selah. The Mishnah Gemara said this repeats itself by teachers of Stam like the Chom Shita, that you don't have more than 50, but you have less than 50. You don't have less than one, but you have more than one. Which means to say, if the person's an oni and only has 5 sloyim, he would have to pay the 5 sloyim. Now the Mishnah starts a new halacha about a nida, ein pesach betoya pochus mishiva for lo yosar al shivosa. It's halacha about a nida. We know the halacha of an isha of a nida is that the first time she sees dam, she becomes a nida midiraisa, and she's tummy for the next 7 days. Whether she sees all 7 days or not, she's tummy for 7 days. At the end of the 7th day, by night, if she stops seeing midiraisa, she can go to the mikvah. She becomes tor from anidus. Now the halacha is the next 11 days, those are the days that she could become a zava. Mean to say, if she sees one day during those 11 days, she's only tummy that one day, and she has to wait till the next day. 2 days, the same thing. When she sees 3 days straight, then she becomes a zava gadela. Then the halacha is she doesn't become tor until she has a zayin nikiyim, until 7 days go by that she does not see at all. When she becomes tor from the zava, then if she's after 11 days, then if she sees dam again, she starts over again the cycle to become an ida. So what's going to be if a toya means she sees dam now and she's not sure where she's holding, whether this dam is the first day of the nida, the second day, the third day, whether it's the first day of the Yud Aleph Yomim, she's not sure where she's holding. She made a mistake. So in such a case, there's never less than 7 days she'll have to wait Zayin Nikiyim, and there's never more than 17 days. No matter where she's holding now, she waits 17 days and does not see anything, then for sure the next time she sees is called the beginning of the Nidus. The Gemara explains exactly how you have the case of 7, where she came before us now, and she says she saw the last 6 days straight, and therefore, if she has Zayin Nikiyim right now, that's it, she's finished. Another place she only sees 1 day, then she'll have to wait 17 days because we have a suffix. Maybe this was the beginning of Nidus, or maybe no, maybe this was the middle of the Yud Aleph Yomim. So therefore, if she waits 17 days, then for sure she starts over again to count the beginning of Nidus. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, Ein b'negoyim, halacha v'nega, pochus mishvu echad. It's never we have a suffix, we have to wait to see if it grows or not. It's never less than at least 1 week. You always have to be masker, put your way for 1 week. You can't have it less than 1 week. And the most you have is 3 weeks. That's by Nigri Habayis. A Nigri goes on the house. The other Torah says we have to wait 3 weeks to see whether it gets bigger, whether it'll make a tor or tame. Mishneh Beis. Ein poichasin mi'arbo chadoshim ha'muborim bashana. Every year has to have at least 4 months that is mubar, means it has 30 days to it. The Hebrew month, the Levonadika month, could either be 29 days, or else could be 30 days. So throughout the year, usually it's one and one. One is Mali, one is Chaser. The Desdim would not be misakin to have less than 4 Chadoshim that are Mabarim that are full. For Lainira Yasser Ashmeinah, and they would not make it that there should be more than 8 months that are full. That's the most they would make, 8 full months with 8 months or 30 days throughout the year. Now, Shtei Halechem Necholis Ein Pachos Mishnayim. The Shtei Halechem that they brought on Shavuos, you cannot bake the Shtei Halechem on Shavuos and Yom Tov itself, is not Doche Yom Tov. So therefore, when Shavuos came out in the middle of the week, you would bake it on Erev Yom Tov, and eat it the second day on Yom Tov. That means the least it is 2 days old. For Lo Yosser Ashloish, never more than 3. Means to say, let's say Shavuos comes out on Yom Rishon, so Erev Shavuos was Shabbos, you cannot bake it on Shabbos. Therefore, you have to bake it on Friday, so you eat it 3 days. That's the most it could be, 3 days late. Lechem aparim that's bought every single Shabbos. Nechol is eaten by the Kanim. Ein pachos metisha, never less than 9 days. Because also it was baked on Erev Shabbos, and you first took it off the shulchan the next Shabbos, then you ate it first the next Shabbos, which is 9 days later. For lo yeser alechad osa, never comes out more than 11 days. In the case, well, let's say 2 days Rosh Hashanah comes out after Shabbos, then you cannot eat the lechem upon him, or at least they couldn't bake it at least. I mean, 2 days come before Shabbos, so they couldn't bake it on Rosh Hashanah. They'd have to first bake the lechem on Wednesday, and then they first eat it the next Shabbos, which is 11 days later. Now, katan nimol, when you come to make a bris milah on a katan, a pachos mishmeinis, never less than 8 days, he has to at least be 8 days old, and v'lo yasser al shnei maser, he can't be more than 12 days old. That's the longest you'll have to wait to make the bris milah again, where he's born ben Hashmoshes, you have a suffix, ben Hashmoshes, let's say Friday, and then the next Shabbos you cannot do it because maybe it was a Friday bris, so it's not Deuch Shabbos, and then after Shabbos comes 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so you have to wait till 11 days later until you can make the bris milah. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Ein poichasin me'esrim v'achas tchiyah b'migdash. In the base of Migdash every single day, they blew the shofar at least 21 times. That means with a tkiyah, true a tkiyah, it's called 3, they did it in the base of Migdash 21 times. And the Mor Sukkah explains exactly when. That's called by the Psichas Shar HaZor in the morning, they did. And then they did 9 by the Tomet Shal Shachar, and they did 9 by the Tomet Shomein Habayim. So that's 9 is 18, and 3 in the morning, that's 21. For Loi Mosifun ala Boyim Ushmoneh, he never had more than 48 kiyas. And that was going on Erev Shabbos Shechal B'Toch Yimei Chag HaSukkos, that they blew 48 kiyas. Now, Ein Poichasin Mishnei Nevolim, they never had less than at least 2 navels, 2 flutes, in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kluvim used to sing B'Shach Debrua Sedeh Shiru on the Korban. Loi Mosifun al Shisha, they never had more than 6. Real Nevolim was a type of a harp. They never had more than 6. Now, Ein Poichasin Mishnei Chalilim, they never had less than 2. A Chalil, that's a flute. Loi Mosifun al Shnei Mosa, they never had more than 12 Chalilim. Uvishnei Mosa Yoim Bashona Cholom Maklav Ne'am Mizbeach. And 12 times a year is when they used to use the Chalil in front of the Mizbeach. When was this? This was Veshchitas Pesach Rishon, by Erev Pesach, Uveshchitas Pesach Shen VePesach Sheni, Uveyom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Uveyom Tov Shal Ateros and Shavuos, Uveshmoneh Simeachag, all the days of Chag HaSukkos. Yeah. Now, Vlohoye Maka Bi'avo V'Shon Choshesh, they did not use this Chalil to be made Shal Choshesh, to be made from Kappa, and the Bi'avo V'Shokon, it was only made, this Chalil was made of flute from a reed. Because then the voice is very sweet. Like machlik means the end off. They only used to end off with only one flute. That's the way you end off nicely. It'll be nicer, sweeter if it ends off only with one chalil. Now Mishneh Dalid, Who are these people now that are playing the flutes? Is V'yavdi akaram hoyu. Do Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds it could even be an eved of a kohen. He's also allowed to play the flutes. Does he hold but not malam miduchonim liyuchsin? So even though these levim, these were the ones that are playing by the duchonim, when they used to say the shira, still even the avodim could do it. Rabbi Yosi, he said mishpachos based habgorma based tziporia. Used to be these from these mishpachos of based habgorma based tziporia. They were the ones that are blowing the flutes. Or may amoyes hoyu that came from the city amoyes. Meaning to say they were miyuchesas yisraelim. They were good yisraelim. And hoyu masil lakuna that they were miyuches that a kohen can marry them. Because he holds b'kitzur were mala miduchanim liyuchsin. In other words, the Rebbe Yosi holds that the people that are playing these flutes, that's called emin aduchanim, and from them were mala them liyuchsin. So it had to be people that were choshev yuchsin that kohanim could marry them. Rebbe Chanina ben Atigna Seimel Leviim Hoyev, he holds even stronger than that. He holds had to be Leviim blowing the flutes. Because he holds not only we mala miduchanim liyuchsin, but also mala l'truma, meaning to say, well, take on that person is fit, teach Maisa. That he's a Levi, will give him the Maisa. Therefore, it had to be a kosher Levi that played the flute. Mishnah, ein poichasin mishisha tloyim amuvakorim balishchas atloyim. In the lishcha, that's the room in the Beis Hamikdash where they had the animals ready, all prepared to be used for the korban atamid. So at all times, you always had to have at least six of them there that were muvakorim that was checked out. Because the halacha is, you can't bring it for korban unless it was checked out 4 days in advance. So therefore, if you take out two today and you start out with six, so but every time you take out two, you put two a new two in. So by the time you get to use those new two, it'll be the fourth day, it'll be all right. So you always have to have at least six toloyim, six animals checked out for the korban atamid. Kidei, and the Mishnah just says a simon, you shouldn't mistake in kidei l'shabbos u'lishnei yom tovim shorosh hashanah. Should have like for 3 days for Shabbos and Shnei Yom Tovim. Even though the Gemara says that there are more than just six Kabbonis and Shabbos and Yom Tovim, because you have the Nesofim also, the Mishnah just means a Simin Biyamo. To know like for 3 days worth you have to have Kabbonis prepared in advance in the Lishchas Hatloyim. Now, Masifun Ad Li'olam, if you want, you can have as many as you want there. There's no limit to how many animals you could have checked out in the Lishcha. Never have less than two trumpets in the Beis Hamikdash to blow it when you need it. As many as you want, you could have. And the Gemara comes out, it doesn't really mean as many as you want. The Gemara comes out, it means at 120. Now, you can't have less than nine hops in the Kinar. But you could have as many as you want. That's the symbol that you bang two things together, that you only have one in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Mishnah Vav, Ein Poichasin Mishnei Mosa Leviim Oimdem Al Aduchim. We never have less than 12 Leviim that are there playing the shir, like Bishas, they're saying the shira, playing these instruments like we had. You have to have nine for the Kinaris, and two for the Nevolim, and one for the Tzoltzol. So you always have to have at least 12 levim. Well, Masifa and Adiyolim, you can have as many as you want. Now, Ein Katan Nichnas Le'azor La'avoido, a Katan cannot come to do any avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, El Abishor Shal Levim Maim De Mashir, just at the time when Levim used to sing, they could also sing along. Lo'ehoye Oimrim B'neva V'chino L'Avapeh, like the Katanim, they cannot play instruments, but rather only with their mouth, they could sing along. Meaning to say their young, sweet voices will help along the voices of the Levim. We have Lezer ben Yaakov Aymer and Oilun Laminion, but these kids do not go into a minion of 12. You have to have at least 12 older Levim there. They can't stand in the regular place of Duchen where the Levim used to stand, but rather Elaborat Chayoimdim, used to stand on the ground. For Rashayim Ben Ragli Halavim, and their heads, like they were small, was between the feet of Levim. I mean, they said Levim was standing on a high place, so the heads of the kids were by the feet of Levim. Fitzayere Halavim Ayinikroim used to be called the young Levim Tsayere, and some solution of Tsire means like they gave Tsar, because the older ones felt bad like that their voice was not as sweet as the young kids were singing. Yeah, Perek Shlishi. Mishnalef, Yesh Be'erchin Lahokin Olahachmir. There are certain halachas about Erchin that we go to Kula, and certain things we go to Chumra. Vesteyachuza, sent in the parasha of Vesteyachuza, a soda that you own from your father, Lokal Lahachmir. Veshur Hamuid, in the Lokal Vanashur Muid, Sheamus as Eved, that it kills an Eved, also Lokal Lahachmir, there's a Kulan Lachurm involved. Vyenis or Mafata, if a man is Manas a girl or Mafata girl, who makes a shamer, a husband is makes a shamer upon his wife, also, when the Torah gives the exact amount, how much you have to pay, there's Lokal Lahachmir, there's a Kulan involved and a Churm involved. Now the Mishnah will explain. Yesh b'erchin l'hokul l'hachim v'keit said, how is it that by erchin there's a kula and a churm involved? That means echot sheherech esanosh of Yisrael. Whether you want to take the erchin of the nicest person in Yisrael, and again, let's say he's 30 years old, so the Torah says his erchin is only 50 shkolim. V'esakuash of Yisrael, let's say the ugliest one of Yisrael. And now the marketplace, he wouldn't be worth as much. But since he's 30 years old, the Torah says his erchin is the same. So that's called the kula and the churm by erchin. In other words, whenever the Torah gives the exact amount of money, how much you have to pay, certain times that's a kula, certain times that's a chumra. Noisen chamishim seller, still you have to pay 50 shkolim. For your mom, let's say somebody says, Harei dom of a lie, I want to be mechai myself to pay how much that person is worth. Then noisen eshoviv, then each person is different. You have to pay how much each one will be worth to be sold for an eved on the marketplace. So Mishnah Beis. Something the person is makdish his field that he yashin from his father. There's a kula and a churm involved. Ketzad echad makdish becholas hamochus. Whether somebody is makdish his fields, cholas hamochus. Rashi says means outside the city, right around the city, that the fields are not worth that much. And the echad makdish bepardesos sabasti. Whether you makdish these good fields and a part of the sabasti, they're very very good fields. They're worth a lot of money. So, still the lochur is, when you want to redeem them, buy them back off Hegdish, there's one chum. The Torah says, you give noisein bezera chaymesarim, the amount of field that you would use to plant a chaymer of seeds of barley, and that comes out to be really 75,000 amis by 75,000 amis. It's called chaymer as a kur, which is 30 saw. So how much of a place of land it would take you to plant 30 saws of a barley seeds. All that land, you could be partly redeemed from Hegdish with Chamishim Shekel Kosel, a very cheap price. Now, even though your field is very expensive, then tak it's a kula. And even though your field is very, very cheap, then it's a chumra. But both ways, there's a schum exactly how much you have to pay. Overstay Mikna, let's say a field that you bought of somebody, and now you want to be makdashit. So, Lachur Istam, Nais Neshav, if you want to redeem it, you have to pay how much it's worth. Here you don't have this chiddush of zera choy mesorim b'chamishim shokel. Rabbi Lezer says no. Echad stei achuz of yechad stei mikna. They both have the same halacha. Even the stei mikna is also is nigal with this chiddush of chamishim shekel kosef. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. Chosio says that by stei achuz of chishev leakayin. Learns out one from the other. If so, the Mishnah says, "Ma bein stei achuz l'stei mikna." What's the difference then between a field that you yashin from your father or a field you just bought of somebody else? Elashem stei achuz lo yisechemish. A field that you yashin when you makdish it, and now you come to redeem it, you have to pay a fifth. V'stei mikna, noisein chemish. Then you only have to pay. Then you don't have to give an extra fifth. Ain't a noisechemish. Where your makdish is son that you bought of somebody else, then you want to redeem it, here do not have to be myself. Now Mishnah Gimel. B'shar HaMu'ud, how do we have this case by Shar HaMu'ud, Sheamus es Eved? Lokal Lahachmer case, how do we have this? Echot Sheamus es Anosh of Avodim, whether your Shar HaMu'ud killed an Eved Kenani, that's the nicest one that's worth $1,000. The Yechad HaKoyush of Avodim, the ugliest one that's only worth $10. Still the Lokar is, Noisein Shloshim Sel, the Torah says you have to pay 30 shkolim. So kiss and have the Torah gives an exact amount, there's lechumra and lehokil. Hey, Mr. Ben Charon, let's say Yeshua kills a regular person, a regular Jew, then Noisein Shloshim, you have to pay how much he's worth, the value of him. But the Pasuk says, and Kaifu Yusha Solov, Noisein Pidyon Avshoi, and we say it means Domov of the Nerag. Choval Bozel, Bozel, let's say the shore did damage to the person did damage to the shore. Show Mishalom Nezik Sholem, the shore has to pay the Nezik Sholem, the difference of the damage, the shore would have to pay, the Bala shore would have to pay Nezik Sholem. Now, Mishnah Dalit. How do we have the source of a man as man as a girl, a nara? The Torah says you have to pay 50 shkolm to the father. Or you mafati, you took her into it. Also, lokal hachmir, ketsad. Echad shona shapita as a gadol shabakuna. Whether you mafati is booked into the highest chashivas of a kain. Or else, via sektana shabisrola, whether you man is the smallest means a regular partially Israel. Still, the lokal is nice and chemishim sela. Even though one is a much bigger damage and more yerunda more. Still, both times you have to pay only 50 seller, 50 shkolim. If you have boishes, if you have begam, you also have to pay the boishes and begam, and that's the call of your mavayish from his bayish. According to how much embarrassment you gave her, to how much you have to pay. This is not called a kenas, the exact amount. It is called mamin, and then we have to be mishai, we have to make an estimate how much damage, how much yibush. All right. So again, so the Mishnah says that if you have boishes, if you have begam, the bush is the embarrassment that's involved, and also the begam, how much you make her worth less, that's hakolofiyam avayish from his bayish. Now we go according to each one separately, exactly how much embarrassment you gave her, and what in the chur of the begam also, how much less you made her. Now, Mishnehei, b'moitzi shemra, how do we find b'moitzi shemra, where the husband is moitzi shemra upon his wife? Also, l'hokul, l'hachim, ketzer, how do we have this? Echot shoitzi shemra l'gderla. Whether a person was mitzi shema upon a gedolah shabkuni, his wife was a very chashev a yichusika kain. If you are laktana shabisrael, you mitzi shema on laktana shabisrael. In both cases, nice in meya seller, you have to pay 100 seller. Nimtza comes out. Hoyme bepiv. If you say something wrong with your mouth, yosem and oisem aisa, you have to pay more than you do the actual action. Because when you ma'anas and mafat a girl, you only have to pay 50 shkolim. When you're a mitzi shem, we speak out bid as lashon hara shabai, you have to pay 100 shkolim. The same thing the Mishnah says, shekein matzinu shloi nechtam gzar din al avaseinu. For understanding, there was not a gzar din upon our father only because of b'midbar the midbar, el al lashon hara, only because of lashon hara that they spoke. Shneim of the pasuk says, v'yinasu oisi ze'as apomim. They tested me 10 times, lo yishom okel, they didn't listen to me. So the gzar din of the miraglim not to go into Eretz Yisrael was because of the Lashon Hara, the Dibor Ra that they spoke against Eretz Yisrael. The Perek Revi. Hesig Yad Talocha, that if you can't afford it, if you're an oni, you only pay according to how much you can afford, that's a banoider, that you go boss of the noider, means by part of the inside Lashon noider means Erchin. You go boss of the one that makes it, and not the Mara, not the one that you're valuing. Because if Reuven is saying, I want to put upon myself the Erchin of Shimon, so we don't care if Shimon is poor or rich, but we care about Reuven, the one that's mechayv himself. If he's an oni, he only have to pay as much as he could afford. That's called banoide. We go after the one that made the Erchin. The Yashonim, when the Torah says the different prices of Erchin according to how old you are, that's banidr. That goes according to the person that you want to value. That's called, if Reuven says, I want to pay the value of Shimon, so we go bossa how old Shimon is. V'yarochin banerach. And the erchin that's special for a zocher in a keva goes after the person itself, whether she's in a keva or whether it's a zocher. V'yarech also bizman erach, you go also according to the time when you made the erchin. In other words, let's say somebody was 19 years old and he says, I want to be mechai myself to give my erchin. And he only gets around to pay after he's 20. So even though the price changes when you're 20 years old, but since when you made the erchin, you're only 19 years old, you only have to pay the price of 19, not the price of a 20. That's called the erich is bizman erich. Go to the time when you made it. Now we'll explain everything. Hesek yad banoy deketzer. What does that mean to say? Oni, if you're poor, sheherich es osher, you say you put the erchin upon you of an osher rich person. So the locher is, nois and erichon, you go bust to you, the one that makes the erichon. And you only have to pay according to how much you could afford. Like the machlokes we had before, whether it's only a seller, or else exactly as much as you could afford. The osher sherech eson, let's say a rich person says, I want to mechayim yourself erichon of this oni. So then nois and erich osher, since you, the one that's making them now, could afford it, he'll have to pay the erich of an osher. There's the 50 shkolim that he's mechayim to pay. If he's that age of 20 to 50, 20 to 60. Mishnah Beis, Avo Bekabonis Ein Kain. When you mechayv yourself to bring a korban, it's not that way. Why? Harei Shomer. Somebody says, Korbonai Shel Metzoris Eolai. Reuven wants to be mechayv himself to bring the korbanis that his friend the Metzoris has to bring. So if that mitzvah was an oni, so maybe korban oni, you have a right now to bring a korban oni, even though you're an usher. You don't go bust yourself, you go bust the person that you're mekabler on. Usher, if that oni was a rich, maybe korban usher, because you said you want to bring the same kamarot that he has to bring. So we go after him. Rabbi Yemi Rabbi says, I would say, af b'erchen kein. Rabbi Yemi Rabbi says, I would say, Oimrani, af b'erchen kein, even by erchen also is the same way. So that means, like we'll soon see, when the erchen is the same type of a way as the din of a korban, will be the same thing. He explains like this. How can a Reuven, that's a poor person, is mechayv himself to give the erech and how much Shimon is worth? He only has to pay how much he could afford. Shein osher chayv klum, because Shimon has no chayv to give any money. So Mele Reuven is be mechayv himself. So how much could he be mechayv himself? Only as much as he could afford. Avo, but what's going to be? He osher shom erech yolai. Let's say his friend Shimon says right now, Shimon, the rich person, is mechayiv himself to give his erchin, and his erchin is 50 shkolim. So Shimon has a chiyuv to give 50 shkolim. And right then, v'shomer oni, the friend Reuven, the poor one, hears it. The yomani also says, ma shomer zeolai, the same thing that Shimon said, his chiyuv, I want to go upon me also. In that case, nois and erech osher and echanami, then the oni Reuven would also have the chiyuv to give 50 shkolim. Because he's not stam saying erchin olai, but he's saying the same chiv that Shimon has, he wants to put upon himself. So therefore, since Shimon's chiv is to pay 50 shkolim, Reuven would also have to pay 50 shkolim. So by kabonis, it's always that way. When Reuven says, I want to bring Shimon's kabonis, since Shimon has a chiv to bring it already, Reuven like has taken over his chivim. See, so also, if there'll be a chiv erchon on Shimon, when Reuven says, me too, he takes over his chiv. What's going to be hoye oni? First, Reuven was poor. So again, Hoye Oni, the person was first an Oni, the Hesher. Then he became rich. Before he gave his Erechin, he became rich. Or else the opposite way, Ayosher, Bishasi made the Erechin, he was rich. Veni, the Mishasi's paying up, he became poor. So look, in both cases, this is Nois and Erech Osher. He has to give the value that he really has to pay. He has no Ptur of Hesek Yad. Then if Hesek Yad is, we have two Psukim Midashin, we have to be poor, both Bishas the Nether and Bishas the payment. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says a big chiddush. Afilu oni v'esher v'choz v'heni. B'shas he made the erchin, he was poor. In between, he became rich. And even if now b'shas he's paying, he became poor again. Still, the din is nois an erech osher. He has to pay the erech of an osher, means the original amount. Because he dash in zumochu, he has to be poor the whole time from beginning until end. If at any time he had money in between, so then his chiv erechin would be according to kotzov hatayru. Now Mishnah Gimel, Avo be Kabonis ain't a king, by Hilchas Kabonis is not that way. They mean to say, I feel of Mace, even if your father dies, then Yechloi Ribui, he leaves over like $10,000. Real Svinosa by Yam, a person has a Svinis, a ship, is in the Yam of the ocean of Volbury voice, and inside also $10,000 worth. So Ain Le Hegdish Bem Klum, Hegdish has nothing from it. So the Mishnah means to say, but Kabonis means, let's say a person's a Mitzairah. And the same halach applies according to how much he could afford. B'shas he brings his kabonis. Whether you're an osher, you have to bring behemoths. If you're an oni, you can bring birds. So the chiddush here is that. So the mishnah means ein kein means here it doesn't depend whether you're rich before or whether you're poor before. It all depends how you are. B'shas you bring your korban. B'shas the mitzvah goes to bring his korban. If he's poor, then he has the right to bring the birds. And he was rich at that time, even though he was poor before, he has to bring the korban of an usher, a behemah. And even though he was rich before, but if now b'shas is bringing his korban, he's poor, he goes bosa now. That's the chiddush that Mishnah means, abba kabonis ain't a kain. Then it says a new chiddush, that even though you have a father, and the Gemara says, means he's about to die, he didn't die yet, he's a geistus, he's about to die. But even though you know, like in the next 5 minutes, you'll have the Yerusha of $10,000, but since right now, B'shash, you're paying your korban or your erchin, your father did not die yet, therefore you're still considered an oni right now. If you pay right now, you can still pay b'toras an oni. The same thing as Svin, even though you own the ship, but the ship now is rented out, and the people pay you a lot of money for the rent. But the B'shash is the rent only comes after Schiris Enim Shalem Sela B'Saif. when you finish using it the next week, then he'll pay you the money. So the chiddush is right now, it's not considered like you have any money, and right now you're an oni. And even though you own the ship itself, with the pshat is, since that's your panoso, that we cannot take away from you. So that's the chiddush, even though next week you'll get the rent, and you'll be an usher, but since right now you don't have the rent yet, so right now if you pay up your erchin or your kabonis, you're called an oni right now, and you pay b'teres an oni. Mishnah Dalet. Shonim b'anidr ketzet. What do I mean to say before that you go boss how old the person is that you're making the erchin upon? It means like this, yelet sheherachet hazakin. Let's say a young person, a young person, which is, let's say, less than 20, says he puts upon himself the erich of the zakin, which is over 70, which is only 15 shkolim. So, or else the opposite way, the zakin, an older person, sheherachet yelet, puts the erich of a yelet on him. And again, the zakin, sheherachet yelet, the zakin, the person over 70, said he wants to put upon himself the chiyuv erichim, how much yelet is worth. Is nice and erich yelit, he has to play how much the yelit is worth. So that's the pshat that shonim you go boss to the nidor after the one you want to put his erichin upon you. Then the Mishnah before said, V'yarochin b'nerach keitzad. Then when the Mishnah said before, V'yarochin b'nerach, what does that mean, keitzad? It means ish sheherach es isha. If a man takes upon himself to pay the erichin of a lady, so locher is nice and erich isha, he has to pay how much the lady is worth. The isha, the opposite, she'ericha, as isha takes upon herself to pay the echiv erichin of a man of that age, is nesenas erich ish, you have to pay how much ish is erichin is. Then the Mishnah before said, the erich bizman erich, keitzad, we go after the time when you made erichin, means ericho pochos ben chomish. First you took upon yourself to pay how much this kid that's under 5 years old is worth. And then by the time you went to pay the erichin, v'nasa yesa ben chomish, the kid became more than 5 years old. So we don't say you have to pay the erchin at 5 years old, but you have to pay the erchin at the time when you made the neder when he was less than five. What's going to be pochus mi ben eschim? At the time when you made the neder, he was less than 20 years old, so it was less than 50. For nasa yosav ben eschim, at the time you come to pay, he's already over 20 years old, and now the chiv is 50 shkolim. So locher is noisin kizman erich. You have to pay according to how much it's worth at the time, how much he was at the time you made the erchin. Now the Mishnah says, Yoim Shloishim Kilamat Mimenu. If you have a kid that's exactly 30 days old and you take over his erchin, you're not chayiv, because 30 days is like less. You only have to pay the erchin when he's 30 days and one day. Same thing, Shnas Chamish. When does it change the second time from below 5 to over 5? That's, Shnas Esther, same thing when it comes exactly 20 years old, is Kilamat Mimenu. The year of 5 or the year of 20, it's like less. That's when does it change? When he's 20 years old in one day, or 5 years old in one day? Shenemah, the pasuk says, V'yin mi bem shishim shono v'malo im zocher. Like, it changes from 20 to 60 is 50 shkolim. Then when he becomes more than 60 years old, the pasuk says, mi bem shishim shono v'malo, a little bit older, then he changes from 50 to 15. As a re'onu l'medim, learn out from here, b'kulam mishna shishim. Learn out all the other years from the 60th year. That mash na shishim, just like the 60th year itself. Kilamati mimenu, it's like less than 60, starts to pay 50 shkolim. Because the pasuk first says, imi ben shishim shana v'mala, when he's a little bit older than 60 years old. But 60 years itself is still like less. Is our shnas chomesh, the same thing with exactly 5 years old, or shnas esem, exactly 20, is kilamati mimenu. It's like less than 5, less than 20. Hey. Now, im also shnas shishim kilamati mimenu, lahachmir. In other words, maybe only by the 60th year, there we go to Churma to say, still have to pay 50 shkolim. So you want to tell me in a svar was like a kasha, nasa shnas chomesh, how do you know to say that when he's 5 years old or when he's 20 years old to go to Kula and say he doesn't have the higher price but still have the lower price? How do you know to say that? Maybe we only say it by 60 to go to Chumra, but not by 5 and by 20 we go in the Kula. So this Gemara says Tamulem have a right. The Pasuk says Shona Shona L'Gzeira Shava. We learn out Shona Shona, it says Shona by Shishim and it says Shona by 5 and by 20, they both have the same halacha. And if we say like this, Mashon Amur B'Shnas Shishim, just like the year that it says B'Shnas Shishim, Kilamatim Menu, it's like less than this, is Avshon Amur B'Shnas Chomish. The same thing that says the word Shona by 5 years, Rosh Hashanah Esrim, Kilamati Mimenu, is like less than 5, less than 20. Ben Loka Ben Lachmer, whether we say it Lakula, that's by 20 and by 5, or we say it Lachmer, by Shishim, they both have the same halacha. That the price only changes when it's a day after his birthday. It's not when it's exactly 5 years old, but 5 years old in one day, or else 20 in one day. But less than that, we don't say it. Reb Lezer says, his sheet is, Ache yiyu yiseiros ala shonim chedesh v'yemechud. Like, when does the price change from below 5 to over 5? Not when he's 5 years old in one day, but has to be a full month in the 5th year and another day. He learns it all out from a ben chedesh shonah. Just like when you're only 1 month old, it's first a day later. So the other year is also the first change, a month and a day into that year. Here, Perek Chamishi. Somebody says he's mechayiv himself to give his weight in money to Hegdish. So Lochar is nice, Mishkoli, he has to give how much he weighs. In Kesav, let's say he's podcast, he wants to give his weight in silver. Let's say he weighs 200 pounds, so he has to give 200 pounds of silver to Hegdish. Kesav, he has to give it in silver. In Zov, he speaks to Klil, he wants to give it in gold. Zov. But Mashman Gemara's Madaik, if he doesn't say which one, then he can give anything he wants. Even onions he wants, anything that's sold by weight, he could give 200 pounds of onions to Hegdish. Now, Maisa once happened a story, Be'imo, show Yematyo, the mother Yematyo, show me that she said, Mishka beat Yolai, she was mechayiv herself to give the weight of her daughter to Hegdish. And the Churitz of Maisa listed, because she did not say exactly how much to give, on what. And still the Mishnah says, what she did was, she went up to Yerushalayim, Ushkolu, and she measured, she weighed her out there, the daughter, and she gave the weight in gold. So the Mishnah before is Mashma, if you don't speak out exactly, give whatever you want. So Mora says something is missing in the Mishnah. What I should say is, if the person is Bechubadik, like is very rich, then when they say it, Mistama, they mean gold. And that's this Maestia, this lady was very rich, so when she said she wanted to give the weight of her daughter, she meant to say it in gold, therefore she paid it off in gold. What's going to be if somebody says, Mishkal Yodi Alai, I want to give the weight of my hand to Hegdish? So how do we know how much the hand weighs? So if Yehuda says the answer is Mamala Chov Yisman, you have to fill up a barrel full of water. Well, Machnisad Marfakai, and she puts inside, and you put inside the barrel your hand up until your elbow. Then Vishoiko Bos Chamor, you weigh out meat from a chamor. That's like Kenegia, the meat of an Adam. Tegidim with its veins, Vasomus and its bones. For Noislatoicha, put that amount of bones and meat inside this barrel now. Ashet to smell until it fill up the top like the water was originally. So you know that's how much your hand weighs. On this, Rav Yosef Yossi says, how can you tell exactly you have this much meat against the meat of your hand, and we have so much exact amount of bones that's in your hand you have here? It's very hard to tell this way. Therefore, Rav Yossi Yossi, Ella rather, Shomen Esiyad, Kami Rilishko. You have to take your best estimate you could do. Try your best to figure out how much your hand would weigh, and how much your hand would weigh, that's how much you'd have to give it to the Mishnah base. The May Yodu Yolai, somebody says, I want to give to Hegdish the value of my hand, not the weight, but the value. So Shomanois, so we have to value him in the marketplace. Kamu Shava Biyod, how much this person is worth to be sold for Neved with his hand? For Kamu Shava Biyod, how much is it worth without a hand? That's the way we value the difference, how much a hand is worth. Now, Zechoyme bin Adorm Miberchen. These are the things that Adorm is more chumra than Erchen. We need to say that by Erchen, if somebody says Erchi Yodi Olai, it's not Chal at all. There's no din Erch on just Yad. But the Domim, your hand has value to it. That's how much money you mean to give to Hegdish. Now the Mishnah says, Vechoyme bin Erchen bin Adorm. Erchen also has certain chumras over Adorm. Kate said, how is this? If somebody says, I want to give my value to Hegdish, and then the person dies, so Yitnu HaYershim, the Yershim have a chiyuv to give the Yerchen, since it's a Kotzov Batoira, the chiyuv is already Chal. I to Milva Balpeh, Samora says, we're talking about already where there was a Pesach Bezdin, and therefore it's Siddur Kenitnu Bishtar Dami. What's going to be if somebody says, to Meyalai, I'll have a chiyuv to give the value of myself to Hegdish, Vomeis, and the person dies, then the Yershim have no chiyuv to pay. And the reason is, Shein Domim Lameisim, it's since the person was mace, we have no way of valuing him. So it's called Ein Damon LeMaisim, we do not make the Yorshim pay. What's going to be Erech Yodi Verech Ragilai? Someone says, I want to pay the Erech of my foot or the Erech of my Yad. Hidloyom HaKlum, because there's no din Erechin on the Yad, only on the whole body. What about somebody says, Erech Roshi, I want to give the Erech of my head, or else the Erech Kvedi, the Erech of my liver, or lie, that should be upon me. Then the Locher is nice and Erech Kula, he has to pay his Erechin. And Zerachlau, this is the general rule, that Dovish and Hashem Tluyabo, nice and Erech Kula. If it's something that your Nisham is totally in, like here, if you take out your head, or take out the liver, you can't live, so therefore it's like Nefoshes, the whole body, and therefore you have a Chiyuv to pay Erechin of your whole body. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. If somebody says, Chatzi Erech Yolai, I want to have to pay half of my value, so Locher is Noisen Chatzi Erech. Let's say his value is 50 shekolim according to the Torah. He's 25 years old. So he says, half, he only has to pay 25. What's going to be if the person says, Erech Chatzi Olai, I want to have to pay the Erechin of half of my body. So then the Locher is Noisen Erech Kuloi, he has to pay his Erechin. Because half of his body is considered a dovash and a shomet luya, but he can't live without it, therefore it's still like the whole body. What's going to be if somebody says, Chatzi domei alai, I won't have to pay half of my value, else the value I'm sold for an evid? So that's the locha. Noisen chatzi domei, he has to pay half of his value. Let's say he says, Demei chetzi alai, I won't have to pay, Demei chetzi, how much half my body is worth. So again, noisin de mekul, he has to pay the whole value. Because we have a hekashir, we learn out the domim from erechin. Just like by erechin, a dovash and a shomet luyibo is sit like the whole body. Who adin, like the pasuk says, ish ki yafli neder berkech hanafoshes. So makash neder also, neder domim, has the same aloch. If you want to pay the value of a half of your body, a dovash and a shomet luyibo, you have to pay the mekula. And Zechlau, this is the general rule again, that Dovish and Neshama Tluyaba, Nois and Erech Kulev. Something that Neshama Tluyaba, you have to live with it, you can't live without it. Mishnah Dalet. Ha'imer, somebody says, Erech Shaplen Yolai, I want to be Mechayiv myself, how much of that person's Erechin is. Now, Meis HaNoidr V'HaNidr, let's say both, Ruvain that made the Nerda dies, and also Shimon, like Ruvain made a Nerda, he wants to put upon himself the Erechin of Shimon. Even though both of them die, still the locher is Yitnu HaYorshim, that the Yorshim have to pay, Ruvain's Yorshim, Ruvain's son, will have to pay. The more it talks about Ailachura, it's a Milva Bapeh, Milva Bapeh you don't collect from Yorshim. It's more still talking about where there was a Psak Bezdin. Before the father died, there was a Psak Bezdin, that's considered like it was written Bishtar. What's going to be though if Ruvain says, Domiv Shoplon Yolai, Ruvain says, I want to have a Chiv upon myself to pay the value of Shimon. So we have to now first see how much he's worth. You have to estimate him, how much he's worth on the marketplace. Now, Meis HaNoider, let's say Reuven dies, so still Yitnu HaYorshim. The Yorshim have a chiyuv to pay, and he'll have to still value how much Shimon is worth and pay that value. What's going to be, though, Meis HaNoider, let's say Shimon dies, then even though, then Lo Yitnu HaYorshim, then Reuven's Yorshim will not have to pay, and even Reuven would not have to pay either. Shein domim lameisim, because since Shimon died, so there's no way to value, to estimate him, how much he's worth right now. He's dead already. There's no domim lameisim. Therefore, since we can't have the amount, therefore you potter. The pshat is, you only made the neder al menas like that there will be an estimate later, and according to that estimate, you have to pay. But now that there can't be an estimate, therefore you potter from paying. Mishnah Hei. Somebody says, Shor ze oilo, this shore should be a korban oilo. Well, somebody says, "Bai is their korban. This house should be a korban." Meaning to say, I want to have to give the value of the house to Bedek HaBayis. Now, Meis HaShor, let's say the shore, the socks dies, or else for Nofel HaBayis, the house collapses. So, look, was Ein HaChayav L'Shalom. You don't have a Chiyav HaChrayis to pay. You only said this should be an Olam. If it dies, you're potter. What's going to be if somebody says, "The Meis HaShor Ze Olai Olam," that the value of this shore should be upon me? Means like I'm Kabbalah HaChrayis now, that I have to give the value of it for Korban Eilam. Or else if somebody says, I demay bai yizeh olai korban, that the value of this house should be upon me, says the word olai, that means you're mekabel achrayis. It means no matter what happens, you'll have to make sure that the money is given over. Therefore, meisar shor, let's say the shor dies, or else v'nafal abayis, then chayav l'shal, then you'll have a chiyav to pay. Mishnevov, chayve erchin, the person has a chiyuv to pay his erchin. He made a neder. He wants to mechayev himself to pay his own erchin or somebody else's erchin. And then Beis Din sees that he doesn't pay. A while goes by, he doesn't pay. So loch is a mashkin and oison. Beis Din, like by force, comes to his house and takes away a mashkin, takes away a pledge from him according to how much he owes. That's like we forced him to pay. Let's say someone has a chiyuv to bring korban chatas or korban oshem, and he delays his payment. He delays bringing it. Still, the locker is aim a mashkin and oison. Beis Din does not force him to bring it. And the svar is, since a chatas is brought for your own kapara, so a person needs a kapara, he wants it. So for sure, eventually he would bring it. Therefore, we don't have to force him. Chayv oilus l'shlomim. Let's say someone is mechayv zolzam ben korban oil korban shlomim. Then the locker is yes, a mashkin and oison. Then we do like. Force him again. We take away a pledge from him. Why? Because again, there's no kapara. Like even though you bring an earlier shlomim for korban for an isser aseh that you did, but you don't have a chiyuv to bring it. Therefore, even though you bring it, it's not really for kapara. Therefore, you may delay it and never bring it. Therefore, you have a right to force you to bring it. So the question is, even though by kabonas you have to bring it willingly, shenemar the pasuk says l'ritzonoi. So how can we force you to do it if it's not being done willingly? So the answer is, we have right to force you until eventually you say yes, you want to. And when you say right to me, that's considered like you're doing it willingly. The same thing we find also when a man gives a get to his wife sometimes, that Beis Din has a right to force the husband to give the get, even though it's supposed to be given willingly. But we force him until he says right to me, yes, I want to give it. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.